New York.
WLTH, Brooklyn, New York.
And now we present Mr. Victor Packer.
Victor Packer. I bet you don't know that name. Packer was one of the most creative and versatile broadcasters in radio history. Okay, maybe not, but he was certainly the most determined. For a brief stretch, from the mid-1930s through the mid-1940s, Packer was the emperor of the air at a tiny radio station in New York City, WLTH. He was charged with a daunting task: create and host 20 15-minute shows a day, each one completely different. With few listeners and even fewer resources, Packer approached the job with a singular dedication, as we learn now from the man who rescued his recordings, Henry Sapoznik.
I got a call one day in 1992 from an old woman who said her husband had been in radio. She was moving, and she asked me if I'd like to take his recordings before she threw them out. I zipped over to her house in Queens. When I got there, she told me he'd been dead for 34 years, but she had never touched his stuff. Then she opened the door to his basement office. It was as if Packer has said to his wife, "I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Just stacks and stacks of these discs covered in Eisenhower-era dust.
You can't speak Fragen in Yiddish.
And in English.
You can't handle the Fragen contest. You can't answer in Yiddish.
And in English.
Dozens and dozens of hours of material. It turns out that for more than a decade, WLTH was Victor Packer. Packer and his English language sidekick, Norman Warrenbud.
Thank you, Mr. Packer, and I have a young man here, and your name, sir?
Is High Lipschitz.
High Lipschitz.
That's right.
And why do they call you High?
That's my name.
High Lipschitz. Is that your name? I mean, yeah. Is it an abbreviation?
Well, it's a shorter.
Well, that's very interesting. What do you do, High?
I immersed myself in the radio universe of Victor Packer. The man did it all. Shows you'd expect to hear on a low-power station, like insipid kiddie programs. And no-budget game shows.
Mrs. F. Morgenstern of 1 Pitt Street, New York City asks, has a chicken 24 teeth, yes or no?
But as I ventured deeper into the world of Victor Packer, it turns out that Packer was anything but typical. He put every atom of his being into creating his radio shows, pushing the medium and himself to the outer limits. Take, for example, the 25 discs that survive from a show called the Sterling Salt Program. Each week, Packer would lug his station's huge recording machine to a different grocery store around the city, where he would talk to housewives.
Mrs. Levine.
Dallas Segal.
Mrs. Kahn.
Mrs. Miriam Stein.
Stein, they are fine.
It may well have been New York's first man-on-the-street interview show.
A salesman.
Tobacco.
That's right. Mishmack.
The program consisted of Victor Packer asking housewives inane questions like, who makes a better husband, a well-educated man or a plain man?
Well, sometimes a well-educated man makes a good man, and sometimes a plain man makes the same.
Or if a woman is more educated than a man, can they ever be happy?
Oh, they never can be happy, because he'll always feel himself lower than she.
You think so?
Yes.
And if that's all there was to the Sterling Salt program, it would have been enough. But no. As I was to learn listening to these discs, in the world of Victor Packer, even the most benign situation would inevitably veer out of control. Case in point, a clip of the program that takes place at Jack Krolik's grocery on Schenectady Avenue in Brooklyn. March 26th, 1942. Christopher Lloyd is the voice of Victor Packer.
And here I see a happy-looking housewife. Come on up. Was you yelling hooray to the heavens?
Yes, sir.
Well,
what is your name, dear lady?
Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown?
Yeah.
Tell me your opinion, ma'am. What is the most unforgettable moment in your life? You got married?
Yes.
You can't forget that?
Name?
Now tell me another thing. Do you play the radio at home?
Yes.
How many hours a day is it on? From 10 to 6?
Yes.
And you listen to it the whole time?
Positive.
Very, very fine. Here is £6 of sterling salt for you. Be a good lady and take this.
And
here we have another lady. What is your name?
Regina Scher.
Regina Scher.
Regina Scher.
Regina Scher.
Well, nice to meet you, Mrs. Scher. Tell me, what is the most unforgettable moment of your life?
I lost my husband a few months ago.
Uh-huh. Well, this is...
Well, that is truly an unforgettable moment. But I believe that the living... They are the living. And with time, surely you'll be able to forget. Not that I want you to forget it. And I hope you won't forget. I just hope you don't remember. And anyway, the rest of your life with your family, may it be good, may it be happy for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
Now, tell me something else. How many hours a day do you listen to the radio?
From 12 to 10, manchmal from 9 to 6. Nicht alle Mutter.
Every single day, Victor Packer had to figure out a way to fill hours of programming in 15-minute increments. It was his task to create the illusion of an entire radio division. At other stations, that would have been the case, but not at WLTH. So he'd look to his past for inspiration. For example, there was a time before his radio days when Packer had been an itinerant poet. So every day he'd go on the air and read his verse.
Cody!
Coney Island. It was not the kind of soporific verse you'd hear on other stations. No, Packer performed epic Dadaist sound poetry, long ballads that reflected the experiences of his immigrant audience. This is a brief, brief excerpt of his 45-minute epic, Coney Island.
And they crunch, and they slurp, and they gorge, and they burp, and they slobber, and they stink, and they bite, and they drink, and they bitch, and they cry, and they eat, and they sigh, and they laugh, and they squall, and take pleasure from it all.
Packer was decades ahead of his time. He had perfect pitch for the day-to-day odysseys faced by his fellow immigrant listeners. Here's part of another Packer poem called Subway.
Pick up your foot! You're standing on my corn! A thin girl stabs her pointy elbow in my ribs. Right here. Oi, the hands. Oi, the feet. Oi, the ribs. Oi, the head.
Sup, 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 sup.
Not all of Packer's creations were quite so successful. Take, for example, his radio play called To Marry or Not. Basically, it's a conversation between two friends, but you can only hear one of them talking, which makes for a lot of silences. Long, long silences. In fact, you've actually been listening to the play in real time underneath my voice. 30 seconds of silence on radio, it might as well be 30 hours.
Oh, mit Schneiderei.
With tailoring?
Packer does occasionally punctuate his dead air with a non sequitur.
Oh, Schusterei.
Ooh, cobbling.
But mostly, it's just silence. It's like you're hearing someone who is off their medication.
A person. Also a person.
Hi.
Don't get married. Do get married. Don't get married. Do get married. Don't get married. Do get married. Do it. Don't do it. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no.
One last morsel from Victor Packer.
Spies.
Victor Packer as Cecil B. DeMille. His ambitious, sweeping epic. Finally, he has it all. A big cast, a live audience, music, a high-class sponsor.
Joe and Paul, aristocrats of the clothing industry, present Victor Packer.
Spies is an unrelenting World War I melodrama, which actually has very little to do with spying. It's about a Jewish girl named Rachel who's abducted by an evil German baron who claims to be her father. He commits her to a nunnery, where, in episode one, she's about to take her vows.
Who's kicking them?
Why are they looking at me like that?
There.
Who?
The nonnes.
The nuns.
The galuchim.
The priests.
Their
stares. They're so cold.
You're just imagining it, child.
The nonnenkleid of
this nun's habit darkens my soul.
Rachel stood listening to the prayers as if in a dream. A terrible fear descended upon this young Jewish girl. Memories began to return which she'd long forgotten. She remembers her mother taking her to the synagogue. She even begins to recall words and songs which had ingrained themselves in her soul. And she begins to tremble.
God! God!
The head starts to spin and her knees buckle, and all of a sudden she's in the trance of a mad woman.
And Packer's drama goes on. But after a few shows, something strange begins to happen. First, the commercials start to disappear. Then, his music and sound effects go. One by one, his actors drop off. By the closing installment, episode 24, it's Packer alone playing all of the parts, valiantly trying to choke out his masterwork.
Ist der Fischerei vorsichtig?
I've been worried sick about you. And she went to tell him the whole sad story. And she looked through the keyhole. And she saw.
And that's where Spies ends. Victor Packer remained with WLTH until it went off the air in 1942. He then went back to work as a traveling Yiddish actor and poet. He died on the road in 1958, at the age of 61. I'm Henry Sapoznik.
Thank you, Mr. Packer. This here broadcast has been an experimental broadcast with WLTH.
This is a radio theater presentation.
Henry Sapoznik is co-producer of the Yiddish Radio Project with Dave Isay and Yair Reiner. They had help from Andy Lancet, David Miller, Karen Callahan, and Tony Field. The editor is Gary Covino. There's more on the life and radio career of Victor Packer at npr.org.